Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Neralto Eta. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name is Max Noseworthy. I'm a musician around town. I also work at a site, but that doesn't matter too much. I'm just here to talk about my new band and talk about some events coming up for CMHA. It's a thing that I'm very, very passionate about, mental health awareness.
Okay.
And the releasing of the stigma that so many people feel that keeps them from talking about their mental health issues.
That's right.
So that's a big thing for me. So that's
okay.
That's what I'm here for today.
Cool. Now, you are big in the music scene here. I've seen you perform. I actually, when I first saw you, like, I'd seen you perform for a while, but then the first time I actually, like, linked up and met you, you were working behind the scenes at Ribfest, like, organizing things.
Yep.
So, like, what is that like? Like, I don't even know how you get into the organization.
I just meet so many people along the way. Networking is one of my strong points, and I just meet people and and they just ask me to do things.
Yeah.
And I always say yes.
Yeah.
Especially volunteer work and stuff like that. I always say yes.
That's right.
I just love doing it.
You crushed it. Like, when we were at Ribfest, like, big shout out to Dennis Neefen and the whole crew that, like, puts together that event. But when we were there, we were set up to interview some of the artists that were there. And it was kind of hodgepodge in regards to, like, there wasn't really a schedule set up for myself and Tanner. And myself and Tanner don't do great with schedules to begin with. But you were able to really streamline our process. And I was just like, man, this guy is on point. Like, you did a really good job of getting those artists out, getting them to us, making sure that the next one, like, you had a very good overall bird's eye view of where people were and what they were supposed to be doing. Like, that was, it was really amazing to see.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Man.
I felt really good doing it too.
Yeah.
It's funny. I looked at my my phone to see how many steps I took, and I took something like 20,000 steps that day.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
So your band, you've played in a bunch of bands over the years, so you have a new one now.
So I have a new one. I still have my Service Below band. That'll be forever, but my my buddy that plays bass in the band, he's his kids are doing a lot of activities right now, so he's backing out of the music scene for a bit. He's
okay.
Just doing like 4 and 5 gigs a year.
Okay.
So I have a new band now called Feather Jacket.
Feather Jacket. I like that name. Okay. And so what kind of music or genre are you guys into?
We're sticking to pretty much rock and roll.
Okay.
We've got me and got Eric Perot on guitar. He's a fantastic guitar player.
Yeah.
Mario Blanchard on bass. He's a fantastic bass player.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a rotating drumming sit right now, but we have McNamara is playing drums for us, so he's really great too. So
okay.
I hope he sticks around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So when you say rock and roll, what are we talking?
Def Leppard, Tom Petty, Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix.
Okay.
Dire Straits, stuff like that.
Nice.
We're trying to get together a few original tunes too. I got a whenever I write something, it turns out to be a mushy love song
or
a sad song. So I'm trying to write some rock and roll lyrics now.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you play Led Zeppelin, what is your go-to Led Zeppelin song?
Good Times, Bad Times.
Okay. When you play Jimi Hendrix, what's your good go-to Jimi Hendrix song?
All Along the Watchtower.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Those are two hard songs to perform and sing.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I can pretty much play guitar when I'm singing, no problem.
Right on. Yeah, you got
to
have some chops.
Like, we do Dire Straits too, like Sultans of Swing. That's another one that's kind of hard to play and sing at the same time.
But yeah.
No biggie. I practice so much. So.
Yeah. Hey, listen, makes perfect.
I have trouble walking and singing the alphabet, so
you're
doing better than me.
That's right.
Yeah, but I got trouble remembering to brush my teeth in the morning, right?
That's right.
Everyone's brain is good for something, right?
That's right. That's
Everyone's got their specialty.
That's right.
Mine is music.
So with this concert that you're throwing here in February.
Yep.
What's that about? Tell us a little bit about that.
So that's the CMHA. It's like a who's who jam for Fort McMurray. So
okay.
We get all the all-stars around to come in, and it's mm-hmm. on February 17th at the Suncor Energy Center.
Okay.
It's up in Holy Trinity High School.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's and so we done it last year, and it was a huge success.
Yeah.
So we increased our venue because we ran out of tickets really fast. It's just a really, really great time. It's
nice.
Fantastic music. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an early bird special on. The first 50 tickets is going for $35.
Okay.
After that, it's $50.
Okay.
But it's on February 17th, too, so it's like a great Christmas gift or a stocking stuffer for someone that loves music.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And it's for a great cause. CMHA is something that's very dear to my heart because
yeah.
I've suffered myself, and I've been very open about it.
Right.
And I find people are telling me, hey, man, it's helping me feel open about it, too. And I think the more that we talk about it to our friends
that's right.
and our family,
yeah.
I think it allows them to open up, too, right?
That's right. That's right.
The first step I took was really hard. My first time I went to therapy, I was mm-hmm. just... I felt, I was embarrassed and it's like
right.
felt self-conscious.
Mm.
Then after the first time, I was like, that was really great.
Yeah.
And then after that, I started like being proud that I'm going because it helps me, right?
That's right.
And it helps your family and friends too. Like mm-hmm. they see you suffer and it's not good.
No, no.
Right. Then they'd rather talk to you about it. And as soon as you start talking and opening up, it starts to, you can feel the weight lifting off
that's
your
right.
shoulders.
That's right. And it's something definitely after the pandemic that, you're seeing more and more need for.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we've been all stuck in our houses and you're not getting that facial like contact when you smile at someone because you're wearing
that's
a
right.
mask.
That's right. That's right.
A lot of things affect the people in the epidemic. And
that's right.
We need to heal.
Yeah.
That's and we're
exactly
still
it.
Healing.
That's
even
right.
Though it's been pretty much everything's been lifted for a while, but we're still healing.
Yeah. Still going through it, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
And some people are still like, and hey, no knock on anybody. You have people who are not wearing masks. You have some people that still want to wear masks.
That's fine.
Like everybody has, they're going through their own journey and what they feel is the right thing to do. But
yeah, exactly.
You're definitely seeing some people that are being more vocal about like, hey, these options are available.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with having a talk with a psychiatrist. There's nothing wrong with like saying like I have depression and I'm trying to get better.
Yeah, well, speaking of which, like the CMHA, you can just pop in anytime you want for a chat.
Right.
It's a very calm environment. It's meant to like be stigma free.
Yeah.
And there's actually even courses you can register for on when
okay.
you go there, or you can go online and register for courses that'll help you with your anxiety or your depression or
that's amazing.
Any kind of like mental it's not really a mental illness. It's like I like to think of it as just like a scar that needs to heal, right?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I've been blessed that I have a lot of like really close and good people in my life. So I'm able to talk very openly and candidly with them. And like you said, it's a huge benefit for me to be able to do that in a safe space and say whatever I need to say.
I bet.
Not everybody is as fortunate as me to have these people around, may it be friends and families, that they can do that.
Yeah, you're very lucky.
And so
there.
You need, like, it's great that there are outlets that you can go and talk because talking is therapeutic.
Yeah, it is. It's very therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're releasing the words from your head and they're releasing the tension too.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's a big component of this show, to be honest with you. Like during the pandemic, I used to be out and about all the time, filming my daily vlogs and meeting people and like talking.
Yeah.
And for me, like I need to be able to interact. And during the pandemic, like you couldn't. And so that's when we started this Mac City Morning Show. So I got to meet people and talk.
Yes, yeah, cool.
During. So yeah, like sure. it's a huge thing. So I love that it's out there that people can talk about it and your feelings.
I know it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great and you can actually go and give your buddy a hug right now. It's no like everyone's it's cool, right?
That's right.
That's one big thing I'm big about too is hugging everybody.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Do I have a community for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My big thing ever since it started and the people on the show have seen it. Oh, I can't tell this story actually on how it started. But back in the day, I'll tell you afterwards. Sorry, guys. Back in the day, we started this thing with the friend group that I hang out with that we started telling each other that I love you.
Yep.
And this was when I was probably about 13, 14 years old. And it started off as kind of a joke, but then it turned into like your core group of friends that like we tell each other, I love you.
Absolutely.
And we say it often. And back then, this is in like the 90s and 2000s, that was not cool to tell your male friends
yeah.
that you love them.
Yeah.
But like we started it and it just kept going. And like it's a good thing to be able to like meet your friend and like male and say, hey, man, I love you, and give him a hug.
Absolutely.
Give him a kiss on the cheek, and, like, I love you. And then it, like, I don't know. And I love seeing that you can do that now, and it's becoming more mainstream.
Exactly.
That you can communicate with, like, your buddies. And, hey,
yeah, I say love I love you, you a lot to a lot of my friends. Some of them are still kind of weird about it. They draw back, and they're like, yeah, you too, man.
I love breaking people on that.
A couple of people I've broke are just like, oh, I love you too, man.
I get new friends, and those just, like, first time I'm, like, meeting them, or, like, first time we're really hanging out, and they'll be leaving, and I'll be like, all right, bro, love you. And you see it on their face, and they're like, all right, man, yeah, you too, peace out.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, I'm like, are you not going to say it back because I love you? Do you not love me back, bro? Like, what is this? And then they'll see them get all awkward. Like, dude, I love you. Jeez.
Yeah. Because,
like,
I love you, and then runs into the wall.
That's right.
Pretty much.
Well, I feel as males, like, if you grew up in a certain era, like, you weren't allowed to have these feelings or talk about these things.
Yeah, I don't think my dad ever told me he loved me.
Yeah,
I think once maybe.
Right,
but I know he did.
He
treated me with so much respect and taught me so many things, but he never put it, the words "I love you."
Yeah, that's right.
Like a handshake instead of a hug.
Yeah. I think I got a hug from him when my uncle died one time.
Yeah,
yeah, and you were just like, "What is this?"
Yeah, that's right.
Where are these emotions coming from?
Yeah. So it's great that, like, you can share that now, and it's becoming very mainstream. And I have a little boy, Keegs, who's 8 now.
You will never have problems with emotions.
No. But, like, even the programming that he's watching, like the cartoons and stuff, like, they address these issues, like, in a good way. They sneak it in there. But they make it very normal.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, that's good. It's not a bad thing to share love and talk about your feelings and everything.
My two kids here, I love you from both their parents every day. And it's meaningful too.
That's right. So, what got you into music so much? I know I asked you this last time we spoke. I just don't remember because it was so long ago.
Music is just me. It's in me. Like, whenever I hear music, it completely changes my body. Just goes into a different place.
Right.
As well as meant to do. I think it is anyways. I mean, I turn into a different person when I'm performing and when I'm singing. And even when I'm just listening to music, like, music affects me in a really deep way.
Yeah.
Like, I can't listen to music without bouncing my foot or singing along and dance moves. If I'm
my kid, because I saw it on TikTok. We see
loser right here.
Yeah, me too.
Right here.
Yeah, me too. Like, you lose.
I listen to music when it's my busy days. I'll put my music. And I was just bopping around, and she comes over. She's, are you okay? She's, are you okay? I'm like, half singing along, and half singing along, and not even knowing.
When strangers walk up on me, listen.
See that?
Yeah, they like literally just in, like, my friend's car in the passenger seat at 12 o'clock. Like, they're looking over me, like, is this guy twacked right now? Because you're just, like, thrashing your body in a
disco
car.
Biscuits.
They can't hear the music, right? So they just see some dude thrashing their body around in a car. Like, what's happening?
Yeah. A great time. That's
a good time. Yeah,
that's right.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, Tanner hit me with his phone. That means he's ready for his segment, the Max City Minute. We have some questions, but before we start off with that, we're going to throw to an ad with Carrie from Patchouli Rose.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Thank you, Carrie, very much. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What do you think is the most underrated song you play on stage?
Good question. Fake Plastic Trees.
Question number two. What do you think is a good way to put a smile on somebody's face?
Tell them you love them. Give them a hug. That always works.
Question number three. What is one way you help yourself get out of a dark day?
Tell someone I love them. get a hug from someone. Yeah. Always works.
Question number four. What is one story you have that you recall to bring you joy?
Two stories. My kids being born. Always.
Great answer. And your final question. What is one song you play that makes you the most happy to play?
Bold as Love by Jimi Hendrix.
And those have been your five questions.
It's crazy how, like, and you hear this when you're a kid all the time, and you, like, you don't get it until you get older, but, like, how good you feel by giving back.
Oh.
It's
huge.
Crazy.
It's like working out gives you energy.
Yeah.
Right?
Like you, it's so counterintuitive.
I know. You think you're emptying your pot, but you're not. Your pot's filling right back
up.
Yeah.
Like, I was having a rough day a few weeks ago, and just couldn't get out of my own mental headspace. Went to the store, and there was a guy being like, hey, man, do you have any change? And I never have change because it's 2022. Who has change?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't have change. But if you want something, I can buy you some food. And he's just like, you want to buy me a Super Donair?
Yes.
And I was just like, sure, let's do it. He's like, can you buy one for my wife as well? I'm like, you know what? We're here. Let's go down this rabbit hole. And so, like, I bought him and his wife a Super Donair, both of them. And then I got back in my car. And instantly, I felt amazing. I just felt good just by, like, giving somebody something else. And, like, I have, like, a checklist of things that, like, I do, like, to get myself in, like, a positive mind state. And sometimes it works really quickly. Sometimes it doesn't. But this was one time where I was, like, going through it, and I was doing okay, but, like, I was like, man, I want to be happier. And I just bought a guy two Super Donairs and, like, felt like $1 million.
That's awesome. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's just giving.
Giving. Like, just even, giving. Like, doing charity work. That's right. Whenever, like, I do charity work as much as I can. Like, last weekend I sang O Canada for the kids' hockey tournament for all the gold medal games.
Yeah.
And I felt fantastic after that. I mean, it's almost like it's a guilty pleasure doing
good
things.
That's right.
It feeds you back so much. You get way more than you give.
That's
every
right.
time.
I have a dream board anyways. And on my dream board, my main goal is just to be happy.
That's awesome.
That's it. Right. And so, like, I have all these offshoots that they go to. And when you go through it, it's me giving back. And I feel I don't feel bad about it, but it's kind of interesting when I review it. It's almost selfish. Although I'm giving back and I'm doing all these things, I'm doing it for myself so that absolutely. I feel better. And it's nuts how you're just like, this is, when I go and I look through it, I'm like, this is, it looks like it's outward and I'm doing so many good things. And people could be like, oh, like, you're really, like, doing this for the better good. And I'm like, yeah, I am, but I'm also doing it for me. It's super absolutely. Selfish at the same time.
It feels selfish, but it's not selfish.
That's right.
Right? It's selfless because you're still helping people. And if you weren't doing that,
that's right.
You'd feel worse, and they'd feel worse too. So I mean, it's not.
Yeah.
I feel like it's selfish too.
Yeah.
And I got to think about it. Like, you put it into perspective. Like, okay, if I didn't do that, these people wouldn't be smiling.
That's right.
Right. So
that's right. It's so weird, and I try to instill it in my little son, and hopefully, like, he's picking it up quicker than I did. But it's something as a kid they tell you all the time, and you're just like, I don't know, man. Buying things make me feel pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that'll
I want
only get
to,
you so far.
That's right. Like, I don't know. I'm gonna feel pretty good if I buy X, Y, and Z for myself, and you do. But it's like a completely different feeling.
Completely different.
Than, like you said, volunteering or giving somebody something or telling somebody,
helping someone.
You're doing, like, you know, you're doing good. So, man,
your
it's
whole
a vibe.
Body just energizes. You just feel the vibe just rise.
That's
through
right.
Your whole body.
That's right.
I love it.
Well, listen, my man, Tanner just tapped his watch. So that means we're all out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
February 17th, All-Star Jam. Suncor Energy Place, please come. Get
here
your
we
tickets.
Go. And when do tickets go on sale?
I believe they're on sale now.
Okay, there we go. All right.
Just call Mike Jones. If you can't get a hold of Mike Jones, call me, and I'll hook you up.
There we go. Well, thank you very much for coming. Please feel free to come back again and again as many times as you want. Anything you got on
I'd love being on your show. It's great.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we love having you.
Cool, awesome.
All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Kerry from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your guys' ongoing support. For everybody else, I hope you're having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.